Tell
them. Hey, Marvin, we just got off the phone with Chad a minute ago, and he said he's
sorry
been...
for your luck.
I'm sorry? He just talked about how he's tried to be really positive and how's that gone for him? How's he been with that?
He's done a good job. I think, obviously it's not the season as a football team we hoped for thus far. And Chad, to his credit, overcoming his off season and his ankle injury and his shoulder injury and so forth, and then our quarterback getting injured, it's not where we wanted to be. And I think these guys have all had to do a good job of kind of keeping their head down and stay the course.
How's Dahani Jones doing?
Dahani's done really well for us, and he's been kind of a good leveler kind of inside for us all year on the football team and every way in general. In fact, ever since we brought him here during the middle of the season, the early season last year, he's really done a fine job, and I think it's probably a lot different than maybe what people remembered there.
Did you move him to middle linebacker as soon as you picked him up, or did he...
No, actually, last year he played the other two spots for us, and then this off season, when we changed coordinators and so forth, that was a decision made to move him there.
He's more suited to middle than strong side.
Well, I don't know what he's suited for. He's a linebacker, and I think in a 4-3 defensive scheme, you can the guy's a little bit more interchangeable. But we needed somebody that had a great concept of the game of football, offense and defense, and be able to kind of be the extension of the coordinator out there on the field that he's been for Mike Zimmer.
Obviously, it's not the only problem, Coach, but when you lose your franchise quarterback, is that the biggest problem you've had this year?
Well, we didn't get off to a very good start running the football, and we've missed a guy here, missed a guy there, and we didn't do a very good job. We had some turnovers early on, and we just didn't get our offense off and going early. Defensively, particularly in the first game of the year against Baltimore, we gave up some big plays that eventually ended up getting us beat. And so I think the combination of not making any offensively, not being able to consistently run the football and provide for a better opportunity on third down has kind of been our Achilles heel.
Marvin, there have been a lot of outcry from defensive players this year about the league going soft, and a lot of guys feel like they've gotten penalized for hits that are textbooks. As a coach, are you finding maybe some of your guys on defense frustrated, guys not sure where the line is between legal
and
illegal?
Well, I think guys are sure. I think you have to play the game, and then there's going to be at times some you're going to get some punitive punishment. And that way, through fines and so forth, the utmost importance of everyone in the league is player safety. And I think everyone at all the times, particularly after the season, it's looked at very, very closely, even during the season. And the safety of the players is very, very important. So it is tough at times to know what to do sometimes defensively. So I do think, everybody hears it. It's going to be something, I think, that an issue that will continue to be part of the discussion all the time, because player safety is at the utmost importance.
It doesn't change how you coach your guys at all? Or?
Well, I think, yeah, it does change how to coach, because you have to do the best job you can interpreting what is legal, what is within the scope of the rules, and how you do this so that your guys can avoid sometimes the penalties that occur and obviously the after the fines that occur.
You don't want to make them less aggressive, though.
You can't make them less aggressive. It's a, because then the defensive player risks injury. This is a game for aggressive people, and they've got to play the game. And there's been.